Before Emily proclaims God's word to us in her sermon, please join your hearts with mine in a moment of prayer. God, indeed, you make beautiful things. You make beautiful things out of dust and out of us and out of your words. Please open your scripture to us this day. Open our hearts and our minds that we would hear what it is you would have us hear on this day, be it a word of comfort or a word of calling, whatever it is we need. Be with Emily as she preaches. Be with us as we listen. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Before cars, trains, cell phones, and language, there were just oceans. For a while, it was just the vast sea that made up the earth we know it today. That is, until the mother island, Tafiti, emerged through the waves. In her heart lay the power to create life, and she shared it with the world. Tafiti created the islands, the animals to live on the islands, the people to populate the islands, and all else that was necessary to sustain life. And it was good. But not all was good. Maui, the warrior, trickster, and demigod of the wind and sea, stole Tafiti's heart. Some might say that he was envious of her power, but where some see envy, others see a desire to be loved and accepted. He wanted to win the approval of humankind, but his misguided actions caused great pain. Without her heart, Tafiti crumbled. A darkness swept over the island, and her once fruitful land was now barren. As Maui departed the now lifeless island, he encountered another who sought Tafiti's power. In his brave attempt to escape, Maui lost the heart and it fell deep into the ocean. The devastation that occurred because of Tafiti's heart would spread and grow, darkness expanding over time. Like all good creation stories, this one was passed down by word of mouth, from generation to generation. I first heard it from the matriarch of Motunui, a fictional island in Disney's Moana. Tala tells it to a group of eager toddlers, like children, gathered around for the children's sermon. This is their story, the story of how the oceans and the islands and all of life came to be, and the story of the source of all good and evil in the world. It terrifies the toddlers, all except for one, Moana. Moana, whose name means sea, follows her curiosity to the ocean's shores. Full of wonder and joy, she wades into the water. The ocean parts and a conch shell is revealed on the ocean floor. As Moana picks up the shell, the ocean parts once more and another shell appears. The pattern continues until Moana's arms are full of conch shells and walls of ocean water teeming with majestic sea creatures, vibrant coral, and colorful fish surround her. This is her place of belonging, where she feels acceptance and love. In this moment, the ocean's current brings to her a shiny object. It is the heart of Tafiti. The ocean has chosen Moana to restore life into the darkening world. When I read our scripture lesson for today, our ancient creation story passed down by word of mouth, shared from generation to generation, revealing the poetic truth of God's creative activity in the world, I think I feel some of what Moana felt when she first heard her story. Just as Tafiti created life from emptiness, God brought forth something out of nothing. Just as Tafiti created order from disorder, so too did God. God created light, land, day and night, humankind, vegetation, and animals, giving everything a place and a purpose. God is an artist who makes beautiful things out of dust, and we are blessed to be surrounded by God's work, all that you see and all that you don't see. For me, I see God's work when the flowers blossom on the trees at the start of spring. I am reminded of God's art when I have the chance to sit outside on the front lawn of my high school and share a meal with my friends. I'm thankful that God created the oceans as the sound of the waves crashing has the ability to overwhelm me with a feeling of tranquility. I see God's work beyond creation, too. I see God's work when people come together to advocate for God's creation. I see the possibility of God's creative power when states like Hawaii set an example for the rest of the nation to follow. Right now, Hawaii is courageously acknowledging what so many of us are too scared to admit, that creation is suffering, that climate change is real, and that in more ways than not, we humans are to blame. I see the spirit of God's redemptive work when people march, resist, and protest for the sake of the weak and vulnerable among us, particularly when the weak and vulnerable is God's creation, which cannot speak for itself. That's our calling, is it not? For God spoke, "Let us make human beings in our image, make them reflecting in nature, so they can be responsible for the fish in the sea, the birds in the air, the cattle, and yes, earth itself, and every animal that moves on the face of the earth." God created human beings. God created them godlike, reflecting in God's nature. God bless them. Prosper, reproduce, fill earth, take charge, be responsible for the fish in the sea and the birds in the air, for every living thing that moves on the face of the earth. It's not always easy to see the image of God in human beings. God blessed us with the power to choose, and there's times in each of our lives where the choices we make deny God, deny God's image, deny God's purpose, and deny God's creation. We follow our selfish desires and choose to be ignorant for more money, more power, more fame, choosing to forget what we harm along the way. We put economy over creation, turning it into a means to wealth rather than a means to joy. We choose denial and lies over truth, a dive into our own complacency. And it isn't always malicious. Maui, a demigod orphaned by his parents, just wanted to impress humankind, to win their affection and approval. He wanted what we all want, to belong and to be loved. But he failed to consider the bigger picture, and a century's worth of destruction and slow decay followed. That was not the end of his story. He was given a second chance. He got to take part in redemption and recreation. There's still time for us to do the same. God created us, and God stepped back, and God declared, "It is very good." God created us to reflect God's nature, to share God's abundance with all, to live on, generation after generation, held in God's arms. Like Moana, who is both held and called by the water, we are both held and called by God. In Genesis, like in all good creation stories, we find our place and our purpose. We are comforted in the promise of our belonging, of God's goodness within us, and of God's power to bring order out of chaos, life out of nothing, to create and recreate. But these stories don't just comfort us, they call us. God is calling each one of us to love, respect, and care for the world. So go. Appreciate God's world full of beautiful things. Watch Moana, read scripture, and be proactive. Amen.